Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. One less candidate, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, has decided not to seek next year's Democratic nomination for the presidency.
I believe we're out of time, the time necessary to mount a winning campaign for the nomination.
Speaking Wednesday in the White House Rose Garden, Biden cited the ongoing grieving process following his son's death in May as the main reason he will not run. Outgoing Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives John Boehner has set October 28th as the date for party members to select their nominee for his replacement. The outgoing Speaker expressed support Wednesday for Congressman Paul Ryan, who has said he will run for House Speaker.
He's a very good member. He works hard. He's very bright. And he has good relationships, I think, with all the wings of the party.
Ryan says he will stand for the job only if he has the support of all parts of his fractious party. The White House criticized Russia Wednesday for what was called its red carpet welcome of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Moscow. Spokesman Eric Schultz accused Mr. Assad of using chemical weapons on his own people and said the Russian airstrikes against Syrian rebels fighting the Syrian military are counterproductive. Assad held talks in the Kremlin with President Vladimir Putin. He thanked Mr. Putin for Russian intervention, saying it stopped the spread of what he called more terrorism in Syria. No fewer than 14 South African universities have temporarily closed their doors amid a swelling wave of student protests over proposed tuition and fee hikes.
What have you done?
That was the sound as scuffles broke out Wednesday between protesting students and police outside of Parliament in Cape Town. This is VOA News. Protests were reported Wednesday in the Republic of Congo's capital, Brazzaville, after fighting between opposition supporters and security forces left several dead. Nick Long reports.
Reports said several dozen youths tried to put up roadblocks on an avenue near Brazzaville's airport Wednesday and that police responded by firing tear gas. A group of protesters also gathered outside a police station in the Makalele district, prompting the army to send troops there. But elsewhere, a tense calm seemed to have been restored after Tuesday's violence. An activist with the Human Rights Association in Brazzaville, Luamba Moke, told VOA at midday Wednesday that he had not heard any gunshots, but the capital streets were less busy than usual. Nick Long, Goma.
Britain and China have signed agreements worth more than $60 billion. The signing came as President Xi Jinping met with Prime Minister David Cameron.
We should increase our financial and economic cooperation with the UK as the partner of choice for China in the West. And we must do more to work in partnership on the global issues that affect us both.
It was the second day of the Chinese leader's state visit to Britain. Germany's foreign minister stressed the imperative for containing any renewed conflicts between former Yugoslav countries because of disputes over Europe's immigration crisis. Speaking in Berlin after a meeting with his Finnish counterpart, Frank-Walter Steinmeier said Europe should make sure the movement of refugees does not spark new conflicts in the Balkan region. Pakistani and U.S. officials believe that Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's meeting with President Barack Obama at the White House on Thursday will offer an opportunity to advance the goal of deepening bilateral ties. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's talks with President Obama come at a time of increased security and economic cooperation between Pakistan and the United States. Pakistani officials say they are seeking to establish an enduring partnership with the United States, which is not limited to counter-terrorism and security cooperation only, as has been the case historically. Officials say a key objective of Sharif's visit is to seek increased U.S. investment, market access for Pakistani exports, and economic cooperation to further a domestic reform agenda and to boost investor confidence. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling on Israeli and Palestinian leaders to work to defuse a deadly wave of violence. Ban met Wednesday with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank town of Ramallah. Meanwhile, there were two more attempted Palestinian attacks on Israelis Wednesday. Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has endorsed the country's recent nuclear agreement, but warned the accord suffers from ambiguities and what he called structural weaknesses. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.